What's up, Calvin Nation? Good morning. Happy Monday morning. Just finished with a workout. I'm kind of thinking parenting is on my mind. So I'm sitting here again on my balcony, super sweaty after intense PAFI workout. If you're not familiar, check it out at bvafit.com, bvafit.com. I do this 6 days a week. So good. Anyway, I had a surprisingly good workout despite sleeping like crap last night. I got a sleep score of 67 on my Oura Ring, which is not good. But anyway, it is what it is. But the workout was good. So parenting, I'm divorced and remarried. My kids are with their mom in Copenhagen. I live in New York City. My kids are 12 and 15 now. Hasn't been pretty. It's definitely not what I wanted. My parents divorced, but only after my brother and I moved out, and some years after that had passed. And I've kind of been saying that I wish that they would have broken up because they were not very compatible, and they were not a very it was not a very good relationship. Not very healthy. And so I think they ended up modeling something unhealthy to my brother and I. So both my brother and I ended up divorcing and remarrying, and it's not been particularly pretty with our exes and our kids and all of that. But interestingly now, so my parents, I think they were married for 33 years and then they split up, and then they were apart from, I don't know, 10, 15 years maybe? I lose track of time. And now they have each of their houses, but they live fairly close to each other, and they spend a lot of time together, and they sleep over at each other's places. I think mainly my mom sleeps over at my dad's, but anyway. I've just been reflecting on my childhood. Lately, when I've been doing the PAFI in the morning, I've been getting memories of summer holidays in the south of France. So we lived in Denmark, north of Copenhagen. We would drive down to the south of France, where we had this vacation home that my parents owned, and they would rent it out when we weren't there. We had surfboards, we would do windsurfing, and spend 3 weeks down there every summer, essentially. I just have lately lots of fond memories have come up of that time down there in the summer. And I've started really appreciating more the fact that they did stay together. Like, I wish that they would have worked through their relationship issues and had a healthy relationship. That would have been ideal. But thinking it through now, that if they had split up, it would have been pretty dramatic. Like, I don't think it would have been particularly healthy. I think the model I had in mind was they would split up and they would be calm and, you know, have figured life out and then like find something that was a better match and stuff. But I think I've now matured to the point where I realize that's probably not likely. Probably more likely is that like they each would sort of disintegrate into each of their own things, and it wouldn't actually be a healthier childhood for either my brother and me. So in retrospect, I'm like super grateful that they actually stayed together. Obviously has made me think, like, I can definitely see that if I'd been the kind of person that I am now, that things would have been very different in my first marriage, and who knows, we might have been able to stay together and we might not. Hard to say. I think the main thing is to get out of being a victim. I mean, I was definitely being a victim. I think both of my parents were being victims in that relationship, right? And like, whenever you're not actively creating what you want, you're in victim somehow. And so that was the case for me, that was the case for my parents. I chose a different option. I chose to break up and move to America. And part of it was like, I needed to reparent myself, right? And I needed to grow up. It was very conscious in that way. Like, I knew I needed to do a lot of work on myself. And I also knew that I wanted or needed to be in the U.S. And so those two things together, I felt like my ex wasn't willing or interested in doing that inner growth work. And so I found a woman that was interested in doing that, and we've been doing that, you know, intensively for the past almost 10 years now, and have managed to really break out of a truck ton of childhood conditioning and create, like, I've grown up in so many ways. It's incredible over the past decade. And I'm not sure I would have been able to do it in that environment, but yeah, in any event, is where we are. So it's just, parenting is so important and so hard at the same time, right? Like when you're essentially a child in a grown up body, which is definitely what I was, it's hard to be a good parent. It's really hard. You really have to reparent yourself, and that can be a hard thing to do while you're parenting small children. It's not impossible at all, because like your child is gonna, you know, mirror back to you everything that you need to embrace and own and grow up around moment by moment. So it's absolutely possible, but yeah, shit's hard, man. And so much of what we see in society right now is a failure of parenting, right? Like, why is it that we've gotten so much weaker as a species, right? 100 years ago, like, we were able to figure shit out. We were able to handle things on our own. We didn't need the government to bail us out, to tell us what to do, to give us money. Like, you know, I talked about yesterday on the podcast, the universal basic income. Like, we didn't need that. Like, and obviously we don't have that now, right? But it's gaining traction, the idea. There's a quote by Calvin Coolidge. I don't remember exactly, but Calvin Coolidge was the 30th U.S. president, and the guy that I took my name from, literally. I'm Calvin because of him. And he said, like, a normal man is able to make it on his own. That's not the exact quote. I'll have to look it up. But, like, a normal man, normal human being doesn't need the government's help. It doesn't, like, a normal person can handle their own shit, their own life. And only, like, someone who's mentally ill or, like, you know, disabled or whatever, they're going to need some help. And ideally not by the government, ideally by someone else, someone that knows them, someone that's in the local community in the area, right, that do it, charity, churches, whatever it is, just neighbors, whatnot. But if that doesn't happen, well, then I guess last resort, the government can help out there. But someone who's normal, healthy, functioning, able-bodied, they shouldn't need that stuff. And the fact that we think that we do is just freaking crazy. So, and that's a failure of parenting. I think it's very much, you know, we grow up and we feel like, oh shit, my life has been tough. I don't want it to be tough for my children. And so generation by generation, we get softer and weaker. Because, you know, the way you grow is through adversity, is through challenge, is through you know, shit being hard. That's what stretches you. That's what grows, right? Like growing muscles. We all know this. To build muscle, you need to first tear the muscle, and then it'll rebuild stronger. That's how it is in all areas of life. So, yeah. If you weren't parented well, which most of us weren't, then your first order of business is to reparent yourself. And we can talk about how to do that. But it's essentially connecting with your inner child and giving that inner child the parenting that you wish you'd had. So both the motherly, sort of connecting with a divine mother inside of you, that can give that unconditional love, nourishing, nurturing, embracing, holding space, right? Just unconditional love and understanding. And then the divine father, which also sees and loves and understands, very important, but also can challenge and push and, you know, tussle and be rough and be like, you know, get you to stretch yourself and be more and be stronger, right? We need both of those sides. And if you didn't have that, which almost none of us did have that properly, have both sides properly, then you need to find that within yourself and give that to yourself. That's the path forward. Reparenting, that's your first order of business, right? And then you can't be a good parent to your actual children until you're a good parent to yourself, right? You're just gonna pass on your own traumas, your own wounds, until you've reparented yourself. So that is your first order of business. And that's the way that we, you know, heal this country and pull in not just this country, but pull the whole world back together is by doing that. We each need to find that path to reparenting ourselves, and then we can grow up. All right, time for me to get to work. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for being here. Have a great day. Bye.